I didn't turn on the mic, so I can't hear you finishing your dumb argument.
Yeah.
Well, oh, I love being in studio.
It's so nice here.
Except it's hellishly hot.
Why? I need to take this sweatshirt off.
This used to be my Arctic sanctuary, and especially like during the winter, you'd come in and have icicles. You have condensation on your teats within 8 to 10 seconds.
Oh, it's bad. It's really bad.
And now all of a sudden we walk in the dead of summer where it's almost like paying for a movie ticket just so you're not sweating your testicles off for 2 hours. And holy, it's like, I don't know. You and I are a little extra heat sensitive because we're carrying around an extra 150, 200 pounds. But
no, you know, I told you my thing is my mom, she was always complaining that she had chronic sinusitis. And would always have
she
to...
She did tons of blow.
But she didn't really. That wasn't her vice.
Okay.
Booze was.
Okay.
She did a lot of Rianiti.
All right.
But, she always complained that she had chronic sinusitis. So we always had a window open. So even in the dead of winter, there would be snow drifts in the corners.
Not only that, but bugs under her skin.
No, those were imaginary.
Oh, okay.
That's her paranoia, which she did have that as well.
All right. That is why I made the reference.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, let's bring down that music. It's in papasbasement.com. I'm John Papagiorgio. Ooh, she is Allison Frank.
That's me.
And I was told by dearest brother William to kill the intro and leave it at that and just talk.
Oh.
Let the magic happen. He's like, hey. Hold on, I'll do my Will impression.
Yeah.
If they like the show, they'll stick around, and then at the end, you can give the information where they can get in touch. I'm like, fair enough. You can figure it out. It's called Papa's Basement. How about you Google Papa's Basement? Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And I was told by dearest listener, Really Profound, who wanted to offer a couple tips on making this show a better thing.
Right. We should be more professional.
I'm not going to kill Allison and then kill myself. That was tip number one. Sorry about that, but tip number two.
No Kool-Aid in Nikes.
Yeah.
No purple shrouds.
No Japanese, no Arabic honor killings here, where I bury you up to
your
neck.
We just found them covered in donuts. We don't know what happened. They took their own lives.
Death by donut. Perfect for slobs like us. I just ate until my colon ruptured, then I died from
poopies. We thought she liked to juice. We expected more kale at this crime scene.
Oh, he said to give an outline at the beginning.
Oh, but we don't do that.
Almost This American Lifestyle. And then
I've never heard that.
It's actually really good.
Yeah.
You need to get a podcast app.
Maybe.
And subscribe to Papa's Basement using
I actually listened to another podcast on my way to the beach.
You effing whore. How could you do that to us?
Well, Tom Cruise was on it. And I did
not. So one snazzy guest. And you leave us in the dirt.
No, but it really was not that good. Although I will tell you that there was one that I did enjoy, and it was...
How many have you taken? How many have just finished across your tramp face?
He follows me on Twitter, and so I decided to listen to his shtick. And it's
is this your celebrity who's going to be outline item number one?
No.
Oh, my God. You have a second celebrity?
I have a handful.
Oh, my Lord.
I have a handful. No, but this is Graham Elwood, and he's the comedian, but he does a lot with Doug Benson, and I guess he's written a book, and he's done stuff. When I told my friend, apparently my friend is a huge fan of his, and I just said his name because I'm not that familiar with him. I don't know anyone, really, you know what I mean, outside my own little bubble. I'm just not that aware.
You know, everyone in your life and the name Abraham Lincoln rings a bell. You've heard that around. You don't keep up with current events. News is for the queers.
I really don't know.
History is for the mo's.
Anyhow, so I said to my friend something about, oh, have you listened to this? He goes, oh, Doug loves movies. I love that podcast. And that's one that I listen to regularly. And I said, oh, I did listen to the one episode just to check out his stuff. And I guess Graham Elwood has his own as well. I didn't listen to that one
Every
yet.
Comedian has a podcast.
Yeah, pretty much. But this one's very good. And he has a lot of guests. Tim Meadows was on this particular episode that I listened
to. That's not a hard get. We could get Tim Moda. That would take like a Tim Moda.
But I'm just saying that they're all kind of funny people. And sometimes, you know.
Do you want Tim Meadows? I've got a free Dunkin' Donuts coupon. We can get him.
Anyhow, it was very engaging. But I said to my friend something like, well, I was talking to Graham Elwood on the phone. He's like, whoa, wait a minute. Back up. You have his number? Anyhow, I showed him I had his number in my phone, and he just about crapped his pants. He's like, I just bought his book. I love that guy. He's so funny. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
I think guys don't understand that famous guys are just creeps, especially comedians, because they go city to city.
Yeah.
And they're not pulling box every city.
Yeah.
And they've got hours to kill.
I don't know. Graham Elwood, he seems like a very busy guy, and he was very, very nice when I spoke to him.
But they're, okay, yeah. You don't get into comedy because you feel acceptance in your heart.
Yeah.
All you ever want is acceptance, more acceptance. And so if like 18 chicks are like, here are my cans. Here's
but I didn't say here are my cans. And I didn't.
I know, you just showed.
I didn't.
You just captioned it worth a
Speaking
thousand.
Speaking of my cans.
Worth a thousand. And then you sent a photo. Oh,
they need to breathe.
You are pulling off my sweatshirt. You're like, I need a sweatshirt.
I got to give these old codgers.
I wondered why. He looks, oh, God.
He looks like, who's the Ted in Mary Tyler Moore show?
Is it the one from Up?
No. He could.
The guy who voiced Up?
He confessed for that guy, too. Who was that guy?
He looks like Larry Bud Melman. That's who he looks like to me. The way you're wearing a tank top, you look like Boo from Orange is the New Black.
I don't know who that is.
She's the Diesel Dyke, as they call her on the show.
the new one. The new one?
Boo was from season one.
Oh.
Like, she has the buzz cut. She looks almost like a World War One infantryman going off to the front lines, except she's big and fat with like sloppy, sloppy tees hanging out.
I hate that. I don't look like her. If anything, I look like the transgender one.
Oh, no. You're not black.
Close. It's summer.
You don't have that figure.
I do have the can.
Those gams. Let's do a damn outline.
Okay.
All right. First, I want to get into...
Yeah.
You have a secret celebrity admirer?
Correct.
Are there multiples? Am I going to step on any other toes?
I mean, there's a few that like me.
Wow. This is what she gets, people. I can't...
Oh, and speaking of that, I've already beat you on Instagram.
Well, with followers?
Yeah.
I don't try, and I don't pull out my jugs either.
My jugs are not out.
I don't have jugs to pull out.
Yeah. I'm jug free.
Well, you're always like, here's a picture of juice, and it's mashed in your cleavage, and you just have like a V8 dumped on your areolas, and you're like, yay, vegan, juice for life, and everyone follows.
I have puppies smothering in my cleavage.
Yeah.
Look at these puppies.
You work on Instagram. I don't. I'm just like, my cats are eating each other's butts. That's hilarious. And then I post a photo of that, and it gets like 8 likes. And
yeah.
So we want to talk about your secret celebrity crush.
Right.
Who crushes on you. I don't know if you crush on him. Maybe you do. I want to talk about my hellish hotels.com experience.
Oh. Did you write them? Whatever. I guess we'll talk about it.
Oh, we've worked hard on getting our money back. And by we, I mean me. Because my girlfriend could care less. I've worked very hard on getting my money back from hotels.com. And it's been quite the...
But they were very good to you in the beginning. It's just one little snafu.
No, this is the second screw up in 2 visits. Actually, I
know, but I remember you were elated. You got like this 5-star hotel for $49 or something.
They've actually had 3 strikes with me, and I will get to the 3 strikes.
Okay, but that was a pretty darn good deal. So let's give hotels.com that one.
Hotels.com is good for taking about $10 off compared to what just calling the hotel would run you.
$49 for a 5-star hotel or whatever it was.
Okay, that's you grossly exaggerating.
It wasn't. It was really...
I've never taken a dump in a 5-star hotel, much less been allowed to stay in one. I used to work at the Four Seasons doing locksmith crap there. And I'll be honest, the room sucked. I mean, they were tiny because they need to get as many people as possible there.
Yeah.
So the rooms were like on par with a Holiday Inn.
Wom, but the thing is that you do...
Is that a word?
Wom. Hey, and did you know that yucky is a word? Like, it's yucky.
No, yicky? I don't know.
Yeah. Yicky, yucky.
Let's finish
it's
the outline.
A word.
Let's be professionals. Really Profound is counting on us.
Oh, well, forget it. Forget.
We'll get back to Yucky in a second as we make an outline.
Well,
to
I knew
piss
Yucky,
all over
but
it.
I didn't know Yick.
Oh, I Yek, Y-E-C-K?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I could see that being a word. Oh. That's where our language is gone. I mean, 2 years, twerk will be in the dictionary. You think Yek can't make it?
Well, there you go.
At this point, Yek is the white guy at the country club with the pinky to the corner of his mouth. He's the old guard.
What else do you have on this outline?
My NBC comedy contest entry.
Yeah.
Which will get huge, and then I'll leave this podcast in the dirt, never to talk to any of you again. I love you too. Let's talk about your celeb. Yeah. Your secret celeb.
Yeah, okay.
Allison's very active on social media.
No,
I think anyone into the show knows that. She's at Allison Frank on both Instagram and Twitter. ALLIS0NFrank. There.
Correct.
Organic integration.
Right.
Into the show.
I got it. Good.
And
solid.
She'll come to me every so often with people that she's tweeting, more DMing.
Right.
It's never chicks, by the way. So if you want to figure out the motivations behind all these direct messages back and forth, at least on the man's part.
Right.
This is never like a local treasure Angie Goff.
Yeah. But these things happen by accident. It's not like I'm seeking these people because I don't really even know anyone. You see what I'm saying? I just don't know.
They don't happen by accident. You tweet them. And they see that they'd like to place it between your
Yeah, but
your
it's tees. Kind of me hopping along a bunny trail. So I see one tweet and I'm like, oh, look, it's a kitten. And then it's
see,
like,
see, this
oh.
is just the difference between the experience of a man and a woman in life in general, in social media in particular.
Yeah.
Like, all we want is the guys we find funny to tweet us back and validate us.
Yeah.
Because we're little girls like that. Like, I'll tweet Opie. Hell, Opie Radio from Opie and Anthony follows me.
Yeah.
I tweet him at least once a week in response to something. He's never tweeted me back. I'm like, why? You actually follow me. What the hell's going on here? I'll tweet Anthony Cumia. I never hear back from Anthony. Jim Norton.
Yeah.
All of my little Opie and Anthony friends. I tweet them. I hear back nothing. Nothing would make me happier than them just retweeting something or saying,
maybe you should have
funny.
Me tweet your tweets. And then...
No, that would just break my heart because you could tweet the two single ones, Norton and Anthony, and be like, oh, you want to see a picture of me naked? Because I just dropped one that cost me 5 pounds. And they would be like, hilarious, DM me.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And dudes just don't get that treatment.
Yeah.
If we were like, retweet this because I'm on fire and that would put me out, it wouldn't happen.
Maybe with a fork.
So... Which celebs are you okay with disclosing you do talk to? Or am I, because I was told not to mention one in particular who's central to this. I don't even know where I'm going with this segment. I hate you really profound. You suck. Change your name to really suck.
Oh, he's a sweetie pie.
You put shackles on this savage. It's broken me. I'm broken.
He's a darling.
So which famous people have you gotten to not listen to this show? And who is famous that has listened that I can put on a t-shirt? This guy listened to 10 minutes.
I don't
to
know.
Bang my co-hostess.
I'm not sure. I mean, Crispin Glover, he sent me some messages.
Crispin Glover.
Or
everyone listening, did you hear that? Allison nonchalantly talks to Marty McFly's father via direct message, right?
Yes.
Just the two of you.
Yeah. Facebook too.
Crispin goddamn Glover. You know, it would be nice if maybe Crispin Glover called in. Just putting that out there.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Crispin Glover said.
Or it could be his handlers. I don't really know. Some of them that I really do know that it is. Them,
handlers?
Sure.
Some
no, no,
of
no.
them.
I mean, I don't know.
Some of them. Are you listening to this? Some of them
if
on
I,
her roster.
But can you imagine if I
men?
Were more active on it, if I were more diligent about it, or if I had. I'm not one of these people who just. You know, adores celebrities or whatever. I mean, if I see a person, I like the person, whatever. But these things, I just happen by accident. You know, I'll see a picture and I'll like it. It's of a castle and a sunset and I like the angle that it's
taken. It just happens to be Crispin Glover's account. I get it. It happens totally organically.
And that's how it happens.
It's the same way that I managed to like favorite star a lot of pictures of chicks pulling out their jugs. It's weird.
I think Crispin Glover followed me from on Instagram through Twitter and Facebook. I think he just followed me. He follows me, but I don't follow him.
That was harder to follow than the plot of Inception.
Probably, which I'm still explaining to my mother today. My mom's like, I didn't come here to work.
He finds you on... So this is almost bigger.
Yeah.
He found you on one and then followed that loose end.
Yeah.
And now Crispin Glover follows you on all of your...
Correct.
Social media.
Yes.
Has Crispin Glover ever experienced any desire to be interviewed on a very unprofessional podcast?
I haven't asked. And I'm not one to kind of push it. And I feel bad. I think they kind of get hounded or whatever. And I don't really like celebrities when they have to explain themselves for just doing everyday things, you know? So.
Look.
Okay. So look, did I? No, I didn't.
No, it's fine. I don't care to do interviews.
Yeah.
I'm on the Facebook podcast community.
Yeah.
And some guy was like, I'm going from 2 episodes a week to 3 episodes a week, but I'm afraid I'm going to run out of people to interview. And I'm like, well, here's my tip. Don't. They suck.
Yeah.
They're cancers to a show.
And that's what I found with this, the Nerdist podcast. I did listen to that.
Does Hardwick follow you and DM you too?
I don't do any of their stuff. So, but this was through my friend who said, hey, listen.
I've noticed you tweeting at Anthony Cumia, by the way. Any luck there?
I just did one, and it was about juicing or something.
Can you start that? Can you worm it in with Anthony?
I just saw one thing.
I know
with the magic
42,
bullet.
You're 30 years older. Yeah.
But that must have been from your page or something, because, see, it's just a trail. It's not like I went because I know him or whatever, or I'm an Uber fan. Like, I don't have posters of people or whatever.
Who else is big? Okay, we've established you've got Crispin Glover.
Yeah.
And you guys have a fruitful... He's not married or anything, right? Or
I don't know.
Not according to him on Twitter.
According
to direct message,
I don't
he is
ask.
Single and partying.
Maybe that's why they're friendly. Like, I don't try to really get in their business because I don't really care too much. I mean, I care, but I don't.
Yeah, dump a load.
No, I just like to keep it light and fun.
Put the ring
funny.
In your pocket. That's all I ask.
Oh, my.
While we're doing it, while you're on top of me, don't put the ring across the mouth to keep me quiet. That's respect to me.
So anyhow, I did listen to this Nerdist one, and they did have Tom Cruise on there, but it was really kind of snooze-festy.
That's the Nerdist in general. No knock against him. Just anytime I've heard it. Hardwick will come occasionally on Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
Don't care for his appearances there, or at least the one I heard.
Yeah.
And I've heard the show. It's too lighthearted. Like, when it's a bunch of guys, but they're making comedy that a girl could listen to.
Yeah, but I'm a girl and I don't really.
You work like a guy.
That's true.
I'm just like, Allison, whose place did you spend the night at? Is it a boyfriend? Yeah, I don't put labels on that. You know, a guy is a friend.
That's not true.
You're like a dude who's going out there, gets in it.
Whatever.
You're like, I don't want to put labels on this. Why are you hassling me, John? Asking me what I want for the future.
I mean, that's just not nice. You hear guys getting hassled about that all the time. And that's not, I don't really want to do that to someone else. You know what I mean? Like, what
Look,
are we?
We, no one likes
Let's
labels.
Let's update our Facebook profiles.
I've been with my chick, I think, 11 months now.
Yeah.
You think I wouldn't enjoy Magical Happy Land?
Yeah.
Where I could just get a BJ elsewhere. And she's like, I don't care about that. That's great. Did you have fun? Here's an apple pie I baked you. Put up the Christmas lights. That's awesome.
But is it say that on Facebook? Is it Facebook official?
Well, here's why I'm probably getting cheated on and I'm just accepting it. I actually put us in a relationship on Facebook, and I think I set mine to public.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I think concealed her status so you can ask for it. And I'm like, hey, I finally got around to that. She's like, yeah, like 8 months after we started dating.
Oh.
But yeah, hers isn't public, so I think that makes mine not public. But yeah, I'm probably getting cuckolded. Not in the fun way either, where I watch and whack it. Just
I don't have a problem with that. What I do have a problem with...
Me getting cheated on, I'm glad.
Is recently I see a lot of people and they're in a relationship. Like, maybe we used to chat it up here and there, you know, we're pals or whatever, we'll go catch a movie or whatever. And now they're seeing someone, but they're still chatting me up. Like, that's yucky to me. Like, you just lost a lot of points. Like, if that's your girlfriend...
Mm-hmm.
Then why aren't you chatting her up during your work day? Or why aren't you...
Because it's your girlfriend. That's like, you're at work. Why don't you focus on work? There is nothing you want to focus on less than work while at work.
But
stretch
if you
the
like
analogy,
her
the metaphor.
And you want to be and you want to be with her, then shouldn't that be your anticipation? Should you want to get message from that girl and all of that, you know?
I mean, it's the same reason why people want to lose weight, but you catch them at the bulk candy aisle just shoving M&M peanuts, you know, in their mouth.
Peanut clusters.
Yeah. I like how I said M&M peanuts, like I've been in this country for 18 minutes. The M&M peanut? The M&M peanut butter inside?
I am for the liking candy.
Yes. Shell chocolates. That's what you call it. Rainbow shell chocolates.
What's wrong with that? Oh, goodness. But I mean, why would they do that? That makes them very unattractive to me.
Because like, if you have they a have girlfriend, their... Okay. Once you've gone out there.
I mean, I will never out anybody. You know what I mean? I'll never say, hey, look at
which is
your
why
boyfriend.
The celebrity segment is crap. We've completely jumped away from who follows you. But you know what? That's just the show structure, baby. We'll get back to it. Don't worry. Yeah, as a dude, though, why you holler at other girls? Because I would say once you have the one and you feel she's truly on board, we're hunters. And I know that's some stereotype and everyone wants to just laugh and say, oh, that's men from Mars.
We need
crap.
Howard in here for this. He's missing it.
But I really feel as a guy.
Yeah.
Once you have some girl completely on board, I don't care if it's Carmen Electra in her heyday after she deprinced her vagina.
Oh, no. Dennis Rodman.
Dursted. Don't forget that. There's a lot of bad has been in there. Navarro'd.
Just not good. Didn't she marry both of those?
I believe Rodman.
Because
Navarro, definitely.
Rodman and her, they married at the same chapel that I got married in.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And Navarro, they married, too.
If I were funnier, I'd have a joke for that. But the coffee I drank earlier is all I can do from falling asleep against the damn mic.
Oh, my.
But once you really have them on board,
yeah,
something just changes in your brain.
Why?
Because you want more. On average, I'm just saying, on average, once in a blue moon, a guy has really hit a place in his life where he says, I'm done with the going out and prowling.
Yeah.
I really have other priorities in life. I'm pretty much there, I'll be honest. Yeah. Like, with this chick, I haven't really tomcatted or anything.
No.
I think
it's different.
On other junk
again,
for the most
to me, I think it's
I
different.
Her.
Like, if I had a mad crush on you... Mm-hmm. And we were chatting it up all the time and, you know, texting or whatever.
Oh, we haven't consummated yet. That's why it's so fresh and new.
But then you have a girlfriend, but I keep on with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, you're so hot. You're so sexy. I heard you on the radio. And, oh, you're so dreamy. Blah,
I need
blah.
That for a soundbite.
Followed by this laugh.
Yeah. Followed by the Muttley.
Wow. Oh, goodness. That's different. But for you to seek me out... You know what I'm saying? Like, that's yucky to me.
I mean, it should... The girl being pursued by that should be turned off if she's a straight shooter. But then you're talking, okay, not only is the guy doing something sketchy, but a lot of sketchy girls just don't have any compunctions about that.
Yeah, but I'm not a sketchy girl. People know that about me.
Some chicks are like, look, if you're taken, stop hollering.
Yeah.
Others are just like, I ain't the one cheating. It's not my issue. That's how I was with taking people back in the day. You know me. I was like the quintessential other guy. Like, I can't tell you for how many years all I did was screw like married chicks, dating chicks, whatever. Because I would just be the other ear that they could, you know, chat into about their problems. And I'd be like, hey, you want to hang out? And then that's how sex sounds. Just one thrust. And my beanbag hits them like a paddle hitting the water. And then I'm just like, done. See ya. Apparently I came again as I put my hand against my lap.
Oh, goodness gracious. But it really, I think now you'll break up with that girl, but I'm still going to have these memories of you trolling around on her anyhow. So does that make me want you more? No, it doesn't. So, I mean, I'm not going to blow it up or whatever.
I would say.
And I don't actually pursue these people. Like, if I understand that they're with someone, then I'm very respectful. But if they say, hey, how are you doing or whatever, but then a lot of times it's.
You're like, look, buzz off, Mr. President.
Yes.
I may be illiterate and not pay attention to the news, but even I know you're married.
But that's the other thing, too. Like, I am not one of these Uber fans. I do not have posters of people and do all this kind of
crazy
stuff.
Well, yeah, it's not 1974 and David Cassidy isn't on your wall.
No, but there are a lot of women who do that.
Yeah, believers.
but adults too.
Really?
Since I've been on Twitter and all this.
No,
like,
chick who's 30 and would blow Brad Pitt yesterday
30, 40, 50.
Has like an Inglorious Bastards poster
on her
wall.
They like make like clip art collages of people and put hearts on it.
Okay. Are you subbing in a kindergarten class? What?
I see it all the time, and it just...
I'm going to marry Thor! I mean...
That's what it is. But, I mean, that would jerk me off. I'm just not one of those people.
Did you say that would jerk me off?
No, turn me off.
Oh.
Your mind is somewhere else. It's the coffee talking. We'll just keep blaming the coffee over and over.
Thank you for not doing a Linda Richman impression after coffee talking. The audience and I, thank you.
Which right. I could do it fairly well. Yeah.
Give me someone else famous that trolls you online that should be on the show, or at least should listen to an episode. You, by the way, you're going to lose them all. They're all going to listen to this one, and they're all going to hear that they're not the only one.
I haven't said anything bad. Nobody's bad. Nobody's yucky.
But they're all going to be like, you talk to him too? Whore. Whore. I think you're safe. Don't worry. I can't get my family to listen to this show, much less some celeb is just trying to punk you.
Oh, goodness. What's the Haskins dude I told you about?
You talked to Mr. Belding.
Yeah, I did.
Dennis Haskins.
And that was an accident.
He follows you?
No, he doesn't, but his pal does.
Who's his pal?
I forgot.
Screech?
Yes. But it just
Albert
happened by
Clifford
accident.
Albert Clifford Slater?
Yeah. I don't know. Anyhow, I just saw sweatshirts, and I thought the sweatshirt
Max
was...
Max from the Max?
It was pretty funny. And I said, oh, that's pretty funny. And then we all got into a conversation.
Well, that's
on
not
Twitter.
Juicy. So you talked to him a couple times. Yeah. But who follows you? Like, who do you DM actively?
I can't tell you. It's just not nice.
Oh, you can't say on air? No one's going to listen to this.
Yes, they are.
No one's going to. Does he listen? Has he listened to an episode ever?
I don't think so. But I don't. That's just not nice to do.
Can you give as many hints as possible so people could maybe conclude?
No, I told you no already, and that is no. The answer is no, and don't blow it, or that's it.
I give the network this person was affiliated with?
No.
Can
Quit.
I say that they had a cable TV show?
No. Stop it
well,
right
I already
now.
Said that part. There's someone that you talk to very, very actively.
Yes.
And out of respect to you.
Right.
I won't give away their name.
Correct. Yeah.
That's where if I were funny, I would have come up with something.
That's right.
Is it Gilbert Gottfried, host of Up All Night in 1992?
Close. You're getting close.
Okay.
You're getting close. But that's it. That's it no more.
Is it Ice-T?
No.
Is it Shaquille O'Neal?
I actually do like Ice-T, though. I've seen a couple little blurbs and clips and stuff of him and his wife, Coco. Because they have a show or something, and they did a couple little blurbs. And
is it the man who is above the law, Steven Seagal?
That would be pretty funny. I don't think I'd understand a word that man says.
He would just mutter a bit and then do karate chops in the air.
It would be like feathers, wolves, snakeskin boots, and I'd be like, I don't know what he's talking about.
So, okay. So I made an entire segment around you being followed by two celebs, one of whom you will not disclose the identity of.
Correct.
Thanks.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thanks, pal.
But what I was asking.
I really want to thank Really Profound, though, for keeping us on this outline.
So
I hate you. Hate you. At Really Profound. Tweet him. Tell him how good the outline went.
Well, there's this, the thing is that there's someone that I'm crushing on. He's crushing on me. And
ooh, is it the guy that you're sleeping with in Rockville or someone else? Oops.
That is not true. Nobody's sleeping with anybody.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay. Because not a lot of sleeping taking place. Apparently, that's Horny Cosby right there. You see?
What's important, Pops?
He puts his penis in her vagina.
He puts his...
His pudding pop?
His hands in the cookie jar.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, man, this thing is not working
You need
properly.
To turn that around once. Do you see how the mic cord is coiled around it? Like it's choking a... Hold on, I'll tighten your nut. Tee-hee-hee.
Yeah, that's... You gotta fix that. My mic's all messed up. Thank you, darling.
Don't talk about audio issues. It's unprofessional. Another tip from at Really Profound. I'll agree with him there. Our levels are fine. Why do we talk about our levels? They're always great.
You
and if they're
do.
Not great, they're not getting better. It's like a fat chick just talking about how fat she is all the time. Hey, if you shut up, maybe I can focus on your big jugs and ignore the belly. Let my imagination take flight.
Anyhow, he said something about the celebrity and the celebrity controversy, blah, blah, blah. And
oh, yes. I can't get into the celebrity controversy.
No, you can't.
It's all your celebrity, your yeah. big celebrity secret admirer that yeah. you talk with is yeah. in the news currently. Like, and it could only be the linchpin of an entire episode. And like maybe he could come on air and actually talk about things. And holy S, we would be relevant for once. This stupid little public access station that I love with all my
heart. Would blow up.
Yeah. People would, there would be AP releases, yeah. and I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
About this guy being on a public access station talking about what just went down with him in the news.
It's on CNN. It's everywhere.
Yeah. And you can do nothing for us. You can do nothing because you like DMing him. Because you like looking at me and going, John, here's what he wrote to me. Yeah. Say something clever back. And yeah. I get this all the time. I've played Cyrano to so many guys that
but
are flirting
with
you. But
you're not helpful.
Well, lately I'm not because it's just nothing's going to happen. I'd be interested if you were sexting him. And it's like, he just sent me a rod picture.
Yeah.
What do I say back to that? Because I'm straight, but I'd like to see this guy's rod just to say I've seen a famous rod.
And the funny thing is that I don't even want to go that route.
Yeah, I would. Like, I should just take your phone and start direct messaging this guy and be like, look, are you going to put up or shut up?
Listen, then it would be on.
Go to Home Depot, get a tape measure. Let's see what you're working with.
Oh, my golly. This is why you should not be a girl. You can't. You just can't.
I would cut to the quick of it.
Anyhow, so I let my friend read this. And then he was like, I don't want to read this. I really like you. Like, this is terrible.
Okay,
and
you're bouncing around a bit. Yeah. Let me explain.
Yeah.
The guy that you're currently seeing in Rockville, but you're
not
seeing him.
Right.
Exactly. I understand how you work.
We're
like, you just call each other boyfriend and girlfriend. You spend the night at his place several nights a week. He takes you out for dates,
likes
but it's
being
nothing.
Single.
But it's nothing.
He likes being single. He was in a long-term relationship for a really long time.
Okay, so you guys are playing house.
No, no.
Can we
really.
Put it?
I guess.
Hold on.
We're nice.
That wasn't me fixing an audio issue.
Yeah.
No, I didn't tighten a microphone because she kept smacking it like a gerbil at his water bottle.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're a chick, the way a gerbil works a water bottle, isn't that how you would want a guy to hit it down there? Just that completely?
I don't know. It just depends.
That little pink mouth, that jaw is just moving.
So you shrink your mouth clit size.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay, Carlin. Calm it down a bit.
Oh, do you have to bleep that out?
This is a family show.
You better mark it.
No.
Let's not get us kicked out of here.
I don't think we can get ticked off at 11 p.m. on Mondays, our cherry time slot now. I'm pretty sure we would have to declare war in the name of Islam against this country and disclose like specific terror plans to get kicked off from the 11
we
p.m. time
slot. We might offend those tumbleweeds. You don't know. So go ahead, clear it up.
All right. We were talking about, okay, so this dude that you are kind of seeing, can we say that much?
Yeah, I mean, we're friends. We've been friends for a long time.
Okay.
But he doesn't really want to do like a relationship thing.
Let's just say
thing.
Allison's definition of friendship, you could friend her three times a night. You could friend all over her face and jugs.
This is not.
That kind of friendship.
It isn't.
That's what makes it so confusing with you. You and I are friends. We've never so much as held hands.
That's what I'm saying.
But then you have other friends.
No.
I think who have had to take you for a special friend pill to kill the little friend growing inside you.
That would never
from
happen.
From all the friending without a condom
this is
that's
not
taken
true.
Place.
Dear Lord, I am so hot in here. I'm serious.
It's horrible. It's hellish.
I think there might be a drip on the end of my nose. Maria's spirit is haunting us.
I think the AC might have kicked in, but I could be wrong.
Oh. That is.
Ah, don't show me that.
That is sweat.
She took the hood off her face, in case you're wondering why I said that.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So this guy that she has something going with, something, she's then showing the texts from this famous dude.
Yeah, because and I don't have anything to hide. Like, I would show him whatever, you know
yeah,
what I'm
but even if you guys aren't keeping it serious.
He can go through my phone anytime he wants. Anybody can.
But it, all it would do is confirm everything he'd be afraid of.
No, it doesn't.
You'd be like, look, here I am blowing a black dude. I'm not hiding it. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, one of my other boyfriends, who's not appearing on Papa's Basement.
But you can't see the other three behind him.
Yeah. Sorry, you can only see the locomotive in this train.
What's wrong with that?
Barry Bonds and the living Isley brother.
I'm going to kill you. Seriously, it is too hot. Anyhow, and he's like, I don't want to read this. This is terrible. He said,
of course,
I really
even
like
if
you.
It's not. First of all, that sounds like it's more than just casual. If he's like, I really like. Well, then again, he's at that stage where he doesn't have you. So, yeah, you can say I really like you if you know that you can't really have the person. Because that, going back to my relationship crap, yeah, that is when someone is married or in a relationship, it's so easy to be like, oh, if you were only single.
I don't
and
know.
Then they're like, yes, go on.
But I am single.
And in
single.
Your head, like a thought bubble pops up. It's like, if you were single, I would treat you exactly the way he does. But I can't say that, ..
Oh, goodness.
But a dude who's got any interest in you,
yeah,
even if you're like, let's keep it breezy, Chris Brown is going to hit this harder than he hit Rihanna. And that's just how it goes.
Oh, my golly. Yeah.
If he sees that in print, he doesn't want to. If you're like, look, I have nothing to hide.
Yeah.
That's like OJ saying, look, I have nothing to hide. And then he's like, here's the bloody glove and here's the knife and here's some GoPro footage of me killing them both. I invented the GoPro so that I could film myself killing Ronald Goldman and Nikki.
But wouldn't you, don't you prefer someone to be honest?
No. God, no. I want my feelings spared. I want to hear how big my dong is, how good I am in the sack. Honesty is so overrated. Honesty,
but
is like,
I would.
Honesty is what you crave when you're like 15 and you're stoned and you're talking with your friends. And none of you have even like sniffed a vag yet. It's just like, I just want a girl to be honest with me. I don't. I want a chick to lie her ass off to me.
But that's not my style.
I don't want to hear I'm being cheated on. I want to hear that I can hit it like no one else. Yeah. I just lie.
Why, though?
Because,
to me, I think
because
that's
we're
wrong.
Adults, Allison. Because we're adults. And I'm not even saying that for the sake of comedy. Whenever someone's like, why so much lying in relationships? Yes, because that's how they work.
No.
You dumb, pathetic little being.
I don't like to lie. I have a thing about lying. Period.
Really?
I do. I really, really do. That's one thing I just don't do. Lying. A mental reservation? Yes. Lying? No.
You are just being a lawyer about it.
Correct.
You'll do every sort of jujitsu,
yes,
linguistically to,
yeah,
dodge and, yeah, otherwise bend a word.
But I'm
so
not lying.
So what's the difference?
It is a difference.
To you.
We just had this conversation last night at dinner. And they're like, little white lies are okay. If she says, how do I look fat in this dress? You say no, because that's the polite thing to
You're
say.
You're like Kevin Spacey in Seven. Where he's like, look, I didn't kill anyone. I made the fat guy eat beefaroni with a gun to his head, but he ate the beefaroni. I cut that chick's nose off and glued sleeping pills to her hand, but she's the one that killed herself.
What's wrong with that?
That's what you're doing.
No. No, it isn't. I mean, my mother argues that it is lying, but it isn't. Because
even your mother calls you a damn liar.
I choose my words carefully. I do. So I wouldn't say anything. Anything that I've said is true. You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to lie. I just will not. So if somebody said, you know, hey, does this shirt look great on me? If I said, yeah, it looks great, then I do think it looks great.
Really?
Yeah. But maybe not on you.
Exactly. See? What a nefarious, mutley laugh.
My laugh has changed. That didn't used to be
Let me look up Muttley's laugh, and I want to see how different it is.
It's probably pretty darn close.
All right, utility PC.
Oh, I never used to do that. I don't know why what's happening to me?
I don't know. I want to see how many ads.
Yeah.
Well, okay, it actually doesn't have an ad in front of it. All right, so laugh for a second.
I can't now.
Okay, all right, here's Muttley's laugh. Wow, sounds pretty darn close. So we just need the music.
Can you cue the music every time something's funny? Now people are not going to know if that's me or him. Oh, golly, Ned.
Well, I guess we can punch out on this one. We got to one item.
But we didn't even finish.
Half-assedly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you're hiding everyone's identity.
But I'm saying, like, why is that rude or something?
No, that wasn't the outline. We didn't get why is it rude that Allison lies.
Oh, goodness. I just think it's important to leave it open. that was in perfect time with my own. That is too funny.
2.3 million views. People have a lot of time on their hands.
Including us.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Well.
Well, let's at least get to item two.
Yeah.
On the hotels thing. Yeah, and then we can't record another episode. That breaks my heart so bad. Can't you hear it in my voice? I'm crushed.
Yeah.
I'm crushed. Howard's coming here.
Yeah.
He's going to find nothingness.
Well, we can go to lunch. That'll be good. All right. Cheer him up, our sunny disposition and some good food.
Let's do one episode. Or I'm sorry, one episode, but we'll finish. We'll at least get to number two.
But even if there's nothing dirty in the conversation, really, it's still bad.
Are we still dwelling on this for the love of God?
Okay. Know why.
Okay, what half truth can you pepper my show with? I like the music. That's what makes it for me.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Get to what you got to do, or we'll get to my little
hotels. I'm just
hotels.
Asking, like, what if there's nothing dirty or anything explicit, or it's not, you know, we're not sexting or whatever.
You're not sexting, but you're showing interest just by keeping a prolonged conversation going with the person.
Yeah.
I'm dating
my
girlfriend.
But they might
Katie.
As well be on the moon. So, like, if I'm, you know, chatting up the Pillsbury Doughboy, you know what I mean? Are we going to be,
okay,
or the Keebler
Elves?
Okay,
if you are actually sexting them and the elves, and, you know, you're like, I don't know if I'm sexting the actual person or the handlers.
Yeah.
You're sexting the handlers if you're talking to the elves, Papa
no,
Smurf.
No, no, no. What I'm saying is,
Pillsbury
even if I'm
Doughboy.
Even if I'm talking to this person direct, which I believe that I am, then... But they're so far away. You know what I mean?
So you're
far
saying
removed.
As long as you can't screw the person, you can say really whatever.
No. Because even if I told you anybody on my phone, you can check and look at the conversation. If you're my boyfriend, you can have my phone. I don't care.
Yeah, but your phone would confirm their every fear.
It wouldn't.
You're like, oh, no, here you go. And it's just DMs of you with famous people. Like, oh, so Crispin Glover asked what bra you're wearing today. You're like, yeah, I'm very open about that.
Where's Muttley?
It's coming.
I don't want to have that laugh. I don't want that one.
Neither does the audience.
What has happened to me? I used to have a nice laugh.
Do you have emphysema? Are you dying of the consumption?
I don't know. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, do you want to see it? And then you'll see if it's bad or not.
It's bad by virtue of existing. I don't know if you get that. That's what? Like saying, look, there's just this married chick. She's very attractive. She lives a couple states away.
Yeah.
We talk nonstop. But it's not really anything sexual. So relax. My chick would kill me.
But what if it's not your boyfriend or your girlfriend? You know what I mean? You're just interested in that person.
So it's someone where we've done everything short of put a label on it? I'm not saying it to be funny. I'm asking. I would still be pretty upset because then I'd be like, well, God, maybe we were building toward this. Or if it weren't for my fears in this relationship, I would be building toward this.
Yeah.
And instead, she's giving me like 100... You know, red
flags.
Yeah,
but you're talking to whoever you want yourself. And you're not disclosing it.
Yeah, I'm being an adult about it.
So?
I'm when I'm
You're
with
talking
you, I'm,
to whoever you want. You're dating whoever you want. You're going out with whoever you want.
Yeah, do I have to explain human nature to you?
Yeah.
You want to be able to do things that the other person doesn't get to. I want my girlfriend to be 100% faithful while she also encourages me to have sex with Janine Lindemuller in her prime after inventing a time machine. That would be awesome.
I don't even know who that is.
She was like my favorite porn star when I was a young buck.
That is gross. Why would you say that?
I didn't say when I was like a toddler. I was like 17, 18. I wanted to bang Janine Lindemuller.
Actually, if
I still kind of did.
I picture a toddler with a cigarette.
Yeah, except then she like really went crazy and went to prison and got tattoos all over. She was married to Jesse James, the guy that did Bullock. Yeah. And then stuff got weird. And then she like started doing hardcore at age 40. And like you just know that she's like a 16-year-old kid. A lot of stuff came together and started killing it for me.
Yeah. I don't know.
Muttley found that funny.
You don't even need me here anymore.
That I don't like Janine.
You can just cue that up when you say something funny. Oh, my goodness. Anyhow,
well, indeed.
I guess. So just keep it to myself. But that seems shady or whatever.
I'm not asking you to keep
it. I would find it attractive when somebody else or they're seeing other people. Like you were talking about that chick that you were seeing, you know, not
which
closely.
One?
Hoots.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And you're like, you
my longtime hug buddy.
Right.
For several years. I lived on my own.
But you were pals.
We were.
And then you jumped over with friends with benefits or whatever.
We were friends when I was like really young and I hadn't had sex with anyone.
Right.
And then once I started being sexually active, I'm like, oh, I guess I could close that account too. And I did.
Right.
And we proceeded to for, a while.
Yeah, but off and on or whenever she's around or whatever. But one of the things, like you liked the scrump time.
Yeah.
You enjoyed it and it was fun. And you did a lot of things that you enjoyed with that person.
I mean, we didn't do much outside of bed. Like she would be in town and it'd be like, you're crashing here.
Yeah.
And then I would just, to put it classy, gut it out.
Gross.
That evening. I know there's no worse euphemism. That's why I love it.
It's not
I would
good.
Gut it out for a while and then she'd leave and then she'd be cool. She'd go back to like whatever boyfriend she had back
I
where
just
she
picture
lived.
A fish being deboned and then the soul with the lifeless eyes being left there.
That is sex with me in a nutshell.
That is horrible. But then she would say to you, like, hey, you're my only one. Like, you're my one and only.
Well, she would be like, even if I'm back in town with him, I have the most fun with you. You're my favorite.
Yeah, and you'd be like, oh, she's dirty, filthy, and she slam dances
but
all around.
I loved hearing that.
You liked it, but you didn't. You're just like, I wish she would just be open and just say, hey, listen, I slam dance around. Or, you know.
I really didn't care as long as she was banging me. Like, in all honesty, in that particular situation, because I knew the score ahead of time.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a girl where, I'll tell you where I don't like dishonesty.
Yeah.
When I would start things up with a girl and we would be screwing for 2 weeks and then like out of nowhere, I stop hearing from them.
Yeah.
Or out of nowhere, they're like, this isn't going to work. After I've screwed them again, like every night for 2 weeks. That was my usual for whatever reason for a certain span in like my late 20s.
Yeah.
There were just chicks that I would like meet via MySpace or whatever the hell, a couple coworkers, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we would just hump like bunnies for a 1-3 week span. And after a bit, it'd be like, not working for me. And then we go back to it. And I'd almost invariably learn that like they had someone that they had just kind of taken a break with or whatever. And I always got really pissed just when, because back then I measured everything in sexual performance. I'm like, if I really curl a broad's toes, there's no way she's leaving me.
Yeah.
And I would give them my all. This is back when I really, really laid some wood.
Yeah.
Now I just don't care. But back then I'd really put on a production.
Yeah.
Like sparklers, trained elephants, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, we know.
And
a fresh pack of Pop Tarts.
Yeah. And when they left after that, I'd be really pissed and it would confuse me a lot. I'd be like, I really was nice and all that.
Yeah.
What was it? And they were leaving again due to things completely outside of my circumstances.
Yeah,
like one chick I got on a rebound outside of like she had left a dude after 3 years.
Yeah.
And they just had a pattern where they'd fight every 4 months. She'd pound a guy for 2 weeks and then go back to the old one.
Yeah.
That's completely out of my control.
Right.
But just be honest. That's the situation where I would like honesty.
Yeah.
If she went quiet and I'm like, was it something I did? And she's like, nah, it's just I go back to this loser all the time. Sorry. I'd be like, okay, well, fine. I'm glad I got to rent the vag for a couple of weeks. That was nice. Thank you.
That's disgusting.
And we, you know, end things amicably.
Yeah.
I would like that a lot. But I am.
But we're not. I'm not scrumping around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you're doing the preamble. Like, if I was fooling around with that chick, and yeah. she's like, you can go through my phone, and yeah. there's like eight other dudes she's even talking to.
Yeah,
much
but
less
you,
being
have,
flirty
you have eight other chicks.
In that situation?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a dude. I get to do that. Like, that's, again, do
okay,
I have to
so
explain
we're even
how
Steven.
The world works?
So it's even Steven, so who really cares? Except she's honest about it, and you're not. But I find that unattractive. I find it attractive when someone's open about it. If they're dating or that's what dating is or whatever, and you say, oh, I went out on this date or whatever. But for someone to just to pretend that I'm their one and only when I'm not, it's a real big turnoff for me.
I don't think it's pretending they're your one and only. It's just like,
but they really
focus
do.
On someone when you're with them. That's more my concern.
I think you should focus on someone when you're with them. I agree. But I think beyond that, when you're communicating throughout the week or whatever, you make it seem like that person's your one and only, and they're not. And you didn't like it with Hoots, and I don't like it with anybody else, you know? So to me, it's a major, major turnoff. You know, if you're dating or you're going on a date or whatever, then you should just be open about it, and I'm totally fine with that. You know what? I'm not your girlfriend. I'm not your mom. You can see whoever you want.
Okay. I'm not saying your point of view is invalid because yeah. you're a person like anyone else.
Yeah.
You come from a weird place, though, I think, with like a lot of detachment, fear of attachment.
But I don't have a fear of attachment, really.
I kind of think you do. Like, no offense. You just, I mean, you seem to operate in a lot of like shady kind of gray zone. Like, look, we do some things together, but we're not together. It's. I mean, and then you'll always point to a marriage that you had back in like 78. Like, look, I was married for 9 months, so clearly I'm not afraid of intimacy.
Or commitment.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. I just do find that very unattractive. And maybe I do. And I think part of that is does come from my childhood where I'm always kind of seeking an out. You know what I mean? I'm
I think
always
it would
leaving
also
a door
come from the
or
constant
window.
Lying of your childhood. Where your mom would be like, where's that money the tooth fairy gave you? I need to buy magic tooth fairy potion. And then she'd come back full of, you know, Jim Beam.
Yeah. Now that really happened. Now that's a true story. And I'm,
that, even Motley finds that hilarious.
It makes me sad. Now I'm tearful. This show just took a bad turn. That magic.
Yeah, I mean, hell, I don't have to draw a roadmap here. It doesn't take Freud to crack the case.
You... But I also don't like, you know, someone to feel smothered or whatever.
Wow, you really are crying. I feel
bad. No, I'm not. But it is pretty funny. Oh, goodness. I don't know. I think as you get older, you're more mature or whatever. And I don't think that, you know... I don't want to squeeze
I'm
anybody.
Not,
if it
I'm
feels right, it feels
14.
Right.
14. I'm 33.
If it feels good, it feels good.
In the Middle Ages, I'd be a grandpa.
But I do know that there's this other particular person, and I've known for years and years and years, and he has a thing for me. And we've talked about him before on the show. And he honestly all the time just wants to make it seem like I'm his one and only, and you're the cat's pajamas, and, you know, I only want you. But he's just, you know, slam dancing all around town. And he acts like it isn't. And then when I call him on
some
it.
Some guys operate that way. I don't know what to say.
But when I say, hey, listen. Now, he has a, excuse me, he has a brother. And his brother's very open. Like, hey, I don't want a relationship. I don't want to want. And from that perspective, I find him more attractive. Because he's like, oh, you know what? I just went and we went out and we had this crazy night. And, you know, I'm in a hotel with this chick. Her friend's just sitting there.
Okay.
You know?
Your average girl
yeah.
isn't going to be turned on by a guy being like, hey, want to go out tomorrow night? I'd say two nights from now, but I'm banging another chick that night.
But
and you're
if
just
you
like,
are-
fine. Thank you for the honesty. The average girl wouldn't like that truth.
I do.
Look, I'm going to try to bang you on Wednesday because you're of lower stock than girls I'd try to screw on a
I'd
Friday or Saturday.
That.
You'd love that.
I do.
The average girl would smack you in the face for that.
But I hate all the lying. I hate for you to say, you know what? I've got to work late on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just don't like it. I find that more attractive, knowing just whatever. Whatever's really going on, you know?
If I had a date. I think the average person doesn't want to deal with that.
Okay, then just don't maybe say anything. But the lying about keeping it secret, you know? I can understand not saying anything, you know? But to make up a fib saying you're working late or you're going on a boy's vacation.
Well, that's like raw infidelity in a marriage. You're talking different things here. One, you've made a commitment.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone would agree that's bad. When you're married and then you're banging Esmeralda, the maid, over your desk, giving her some cashmere.
While Maria Shriver's out doing the
exactly.
news.
That's bad. But you're saying even early on, when I think a little
when
fibbery,
you're just dating, you know what I mean? You meet somebody, you're all at a group or whatever, and you're like, hey, let's go out on Wednesday or whatever. And you go out on Wednesday and then you say, hey, I'm going, you know, there's an event on Sunday. There's
maybe,
film festival.
Maybe you are older. Maybe you're older and things really will change. Like around the nursing home. It's like, I got my Viagra's in on Thursday. I'm screwing you Friday. Sally's getting it Saturday. Tammy's getting it Sunday.
I can fit you in for a nooner.
Exactly.
But that gives me the choice.
I got some shuffleboard.
That gives me the choice. Like, hey, do I want to be your nooner or do I not? You know? And I'm okay with being open
people
as well.
Contact her via, you know, Twitter and all that. Contact Allison or leave comments on the site. Tell me if she's weird or if I'm weird in all this.
I mean, I think anyone would prefer honesty. They just want to know. You wanted
Boots to
know. I
think people who say that need to be honest with themselves, that a lot of times they don't want honesty.
Or nothing. Either be honest or say nothing. But
okay,
to
by
fib,
saying nothing...
Yeah.
You're kind of lying via omission, which
no.
is not a term I invented. It's a real thing.
Or you can call it a mental reservation, which I'm fine with that.
All right. Well, you're shifty. We'll leave it at that. You're shifty and
I'm
weird.
I'm honest. Honest.
And anyone that lands you is in trouble. I'm John Papagiorgio at Papa's Basement on Twitter and Instagram if you want to get a hold of me. The show's site is inpapasbasement.com. Go there to find all the subscription links for iTunes and Stitcher.
Yeah.
And if you're too lazy to do that, it's simply inpapasbasement.com/iTunes or slash Stitcher. Ta-da.
Boom.
You want to get a hold of Allison at Allison Frank again on Twitter and Instagram at @allis0nfrank. I guess that's it.
Yeah.
We're good. Not a lot. Yeah. Hopefully you liked it. If you didn't, yeah. All right. We're out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.